life and golf. Do they go together? Does life imitate golf? Does golf imitate life? Depends on your swing, I suppose, and whether the good walk spoiled makes you want to end it all. Well, every 2 years, the life-golf metaphor is played out between the golfers of the USA and the golfers of Europe and the UK, the Ryder Cup. And unlike the hushed, breathless restraint of your average golf tournament.
Towards the hole, he sends it now. It hobbles and bobbles and then rolls truly, moving from left to right, and it's right, and it's gone. And the cap comes off from Hunter Mahan. He has conceded, and Graham McDowell has secured the vital point that gives him victory, that gives Europe victory.
The Ryder can get a bit rowdy. This year it's being held in the USA. It alternates every 2 years. The U.S. has not done so well on the road.
One would think if you were going to bring a team of guys to compete in a floodplain next to a river in the wettest month in Wales, that might be something that would be near the top of your list of order of business. So, yeah, now you've got a bunch of guys out there that look like a mismatched high school golf team.
In 2010, the Americans were crushed over in Wales. And in 2004, it was pretty embarrassing losing at home in Michigan.
This is Colin Montgomery putting to win the Ryder Cup. It's on its way. In it goes!
Golfers will tee off this week in Illinois. It's a contest between Ameri drivers and Euro putters. But we wanted to see if this confrontation between the Euro and the dollar in sports actually plays out in other ways. America has that strong dollar, which has continued to rise against the Euro, even as the Europeans have been stomping the U.S. on the links. In 2002, when this streak began, the Euro was solidly worth more than a dollar.
Well, this is quite extraordinary, isn't it?
And Tiger Woods, an American, the number one golfer in the world.
So I certainly am. I'm a part of that, and that's part of being a team. I need to go get my points.
Today, the Euro is worth far less than a dollar.
What a moment for the United States. What a half point they have snatched here.
And we still have Tiger.
It's not about the championships. It's about how you live your life.
Maybe Tiger's value has slipped a little. Okay, they have us there.
The European rock through the ages.
Maybe we can Bubba Watson them this year.
Did it hook? Oh, what a shot. Look at it. Snap hooking on the green. And incredible.
But as we think about this year's Ryder Cup, even as the Eurozone teeters on the edge and Spain looks for bailout money and there are demonstrations in Madrid and Athens and worries about whether the Italians can sell bonds to fund their spending, the Euro is actually starting to gain back value against the dollar.
The way they fought back, nearly got there today. Started off a little slow, came back hard.
Will the trend hold? Will the rowdy Europeans pull off another victory?
That gives them the Ryder Cup back once again. Graham McDowell is surrounded by cameramen, photographers, and jubilant fans who all spill on and cry as one, Europe, Europe, Europe.
With their economy, I think I'll stick with the U.S. dollar.
The Fury with about an 18-incher. I don't know whether Miguel's going to give him it. It's all over. The USA win the Ryder Cup.
But if the Europeans come back and win like they did last time, they can have their Ryder Cups and their Euros. We've still got the dollar.
It was just a matter of time. I could see the pieces coming together.
And Tiger Woods. We got that going for us, I guess.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.